But I'd like to get back to the eminent domain question.
Yeah, but we want eviction. If eminent domain, when we evicted, means nothing.
The evictions are not going to happen this weekend or Monday or Tuesday. The earliest it could happen is, like I said, I would say 7 to 14 days, assuming we don't get an option sign, but I believe we will have an option sign.
Okay. Entonces está diciendo que ahorita las evicciones no se van a llevar a cabo entre 2 a 3 días, que por lo menos van a ser 7 a 14 días. Entonces, otra vez, que no se van a llevar a cabo evicciones de 2 a 3 días, sino posiblemente 7 a 14 días. Y que Alina, que está trabajando con Trust for Public Land, está en negociaciones con el dueño y con otras personas que no, pues no sé los nombres, que están en las negociaciones para firmar ese contrato.
Yeah, but I would like to answer the question, which I think is a very good question, about the will of the city and the relationship between this and the eminent domain option. The So you'd think that that would just be the answer to all of these problems. The problem with that is that when you eminent domain property, you have to pay fair market value. We believe, so first the city would have to come up with $25 million.
Okay. Entonces dice que cuando se declara un eminent domain, que el dinero se tiene que pagar en el valor que está en el market, que es lo que cuesta el valor, que son $25 million.
And to be honest, I'm not sure that the city has the political will, because it's not just the mayor, the city council as well has the political will to spend $25 million on these, you know, 12 to 14 acres, whatever it is.
Okay,
so
that's important. Entonces, él dice que él no piensa que ni los concejales ni el alcalde, que no es de ganas políticas, van a querer gastar $25 million en este espacio.
Because there are many other needs the city has, where $25 million would be a very significant, you know, very significant contribution to a lot of very significant needs the city has.
Entonces dice porque hay otras cosas de la ciudad que también requieren de esa clase de fondos, y que él no piensa que la ciudad pueda pagar eso porque hay otras necesidades dentro de la ciudad.
I don't need to explain the trade-offs of how $25 million gets spent, but what I do say is we do have a strategy, and the strategy has been to raise private funds using the mayor's credibility and his respect in the city right now. And so the mayor has assigned me for 6 months, and he checks in with me once a week on our strategy.
Se está negociando ese dinero, y que es más fácil que se pueda negociar dentro por fondos privados, en contrario a fondos de la ciudad, sino fondos privados, que es lo que se está tratando de agarrar ahora, usando la credibilidad del alcalde para poder recaudar esos fondos de agencias privadas.
That's absolutely not true. You cannot steal land for nothing. You have to pay fair market value for
please,
it. That's how eminent domain works.
Please, just.
Legal terms, and if so, what are they?
Okay, nos está preguntando por qué él habló de términos legales que el alcalde está tiene que cumplir. Entonces, la pregunta es, ¿cuáles son esos términos legales que el alcalde tiene que cumplir?
You know, it has to do with the 2.6 acres that was pledged to a use of a soccer field. It has to do with a whole host of things which are being set up as barriers to us to try to find a way to purchase the property.
Una de las cosas es
right.
Que también se puso la propuesta que se haga una cancha de fútbol, de soccer.
Yeah.
Entonces, esa es una de las cosas que se están tomando en cuenta, aparte de otras, dice. Entonces,
has to do with the relinquishment of a street through the middle of it.
Entonces, también que se quiere hacer una calle que pase por ahí. Entonces, esos son los términos de que el alcalde está trabajando con son las cosas por qué se está negociando, ¿verdad? Porque también hay otros términos que también otras propuestas
it
que
has
quieren
to do
hacer
with,
en
know,
el espacio.
Potentially, you know, okay. What the,
¿todos comprenden lo que estoy diciendo? Okay. ¿Hay alguna pregunta o algo que yo no estoy para que haya clarificación? No para mí, pero para ustedes que están, ¿hay alguna pregunta o algo que no está claro? No entienden? Okay.
Please, we're going to take just two more questions. but have at the back of your mind, since you say it is possible at the minimum. First of all, I agree with my brother, John Packer, that if there was a political will, the mayor could act and save this land without these whole processes of legal and financial stories that processes that you are describing.
So dice que él está de acuerdo también con el otro compañero que si hubiera la la gana política o verdad esa motivación política que el alcalde sí puede rescatar este terreno.
I hope the end of this story is not going to be that the land that was given by his predecessor to the people of South Central, that it was under his administration, that the land got transferred to a private developer. I hope that is not going to be the story of Villaraigosa.
Okay, entonces él está diciendo que él espera que la historia de Villaraigosa no sea diferente a lo que se hizo en la administración antes, donde este terreno se dio a la comunidad, ¿verdad? Entonces que eso no cambie de con esta nueva administración.
You may not worry to translate this, but I will say that he faces the jury of history. I'm going to take one question.
Well,
there
I'd
for
like
you.
To, I'd like to respond to.
I
didn't.
It's
was
not a question. It's not a question.
I'm sorry, sir. Okay. Let me just first of all say that it was in 2003 that the land was sold from the city, or actually from the Harbor Department, back to Ralph Horace as settlement of a lawsuit, right? Which is prior to our mayor becoming mayor of Los Angeles. Since he's become mayor, he has assigned me to spend hundreds of hours to try to figure this out, and has made a bunch of phone calls and has forestalled evictions twice already with personal phone calls. This mayor is very committed to it, but the problem is it's very hard for him to stand side by side with something that, unless we can find some way to stop the coming conflagration, which really truly is something that you guys as organizers have to be able to raise as an the possibility, you know, if we can't raise the 16.35 million, then all of a sudden what happens if we can't raise that $16.35 million, if we can't buy it, right? What if all of a sudden you would get to the place where he says, okay, your option's up, you can't raise your money, you know, go your own way, then becomes what happens to that. But we're months away from that issue,
okay.
Right?
We're going to get it under contract. Negociaciones y bajo contrato ahorita que él quiere dar ese dinero, porque qué pasa si no se recaudan esos 16 millones de dólares y después él quiere vender el terreno por más. Entonces ahorita están trabajando en esos contratos para que se pueda asegurar a ese precio y no a más dinero, que son los 25 millones que él quiere.
We will take two questions. One will come from you and one from her. But with the mayor, within the next couple of hours, be willing, since he's not opposed to this whole idea and you are working so hard, would the mayor and yourself be willing to hold a community meeting, which we can organize? You don't need to spend your time to organize it.
Okay, let me chance. Entonces, ahorita la pregunta es que dentro de estas horas, si el concejal y también el señor, el martes, pueden tener una junta comunitaria y una conferencia de prensa.
At any venue selected by them.
Okay, ellos pueden escoger el lugar, pero es para la comunidad, para dialogar sobre eso y también la prensa.
Yes, sir.
Conferencia de prensa.
Yeah. I think the bottom line here is that I believe I could get the mayor to stand side by side with you if there could be some understanding that we will get this under contract. We have raised $9 million. We have 7.3 more to raise. I think it would be helpful for us to be able to get the mayor to be at the garden standing side by side with you to raise that money. But the problem is it's hard for me to convince people that are rational thinkers politically that he should be standing side by side with you if we don't know that at the end of the story we're going to be able to declare victory.
No, you didn't quite get me. I'm saying he can hold a meeting.
The answer is no.
At any venue. So the mayor will not be willing to hold a public meeting.
Not yet.
On this.
Not yet. So in this.
Entonces dice que el concejal, que ahorita no, que el concejal no estaría, el alcalde, discúlpeme, el alcalde no está dispuesto a tener una junta comunitaria y él nos va a explicar por qué.